Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Creamer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Tuesday show that feels very Monday-y, though.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Man, not only that, it's a little chilly outside. What was your car reading coming down from Towson?
My car is old, so
You know my thermostat thing?
Nah.
Oh.
But I'm telling you right now, you know that your socks aren't thick enough until you get in your car. I thought I put on pretty thick socks this morning.
Yeah.
And when I went to, and I drive with my gloves on too, because I was like freezing in our parking garage. And my feet are still cold right now. And I have a heater next to me.
Just
my feet are still cold.
We should just plan on staying cold for the next couple of weeks, I think.
I was literally driving in this morning. I was like, I need to have a blanket in my car.
Oh,
because
yeah.
my legs are cold. So when I go home, I'm putting it's going to be my car blanket.
You're going to bundle up just to get in your car to get to work this morning. How about you, though? Why don't you text us and let us know what your thermostat's reading and where you are. Especially you guys up north. We're in Mount Washington right now. It's 12. 12. My phone in Columbia, when I woke up this morning at 4, said 8.
Oh, yeah, that's chilly.
8. How was the weekend? Let's do a quick weekend recap. And you too. If you got something awesome that happened this weekend we need to know about, text us. 410-583-1065. Jessica.
It was nice. It was just so cold. I literally was talking to Charlotte about this yesterday. Like, it's so cold that it kind of hurts to go outside a little bit. So we definitely were just kind of keeping it very cozy. I think a lot of movies this weekend. My favorite thing, though, I did was I had my first volunteer onboarding meeting with the IME Project. It's a nonprofit in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And their just whole mission is to educate, inspire, and just uplift young women, especially young women of color. And the meeting was just basically just planning what we have for the year. And it was just so, so, so exciting. And
awesome.
I just can't wait to do more work with them.
Love that. When it's cold outside, man, like you've got so many excuses on why to stay home. You're like doing home project you don't even want to do because you just don't want to go outside. You know what I mean? Everyone's been DMing me about the date with the station car. We'll talk about that later on the show. But I watched The Substance this weekend.
Oh, with Demi Moore.
Have you seen that yet?
I can't watch it because it's too scary for me. I want to see it so bad, but she won a Golden Globe for that movie.
What?
What? Dude, we have so much we can't talk about on air.
It's crazy.
It is. It's wild, man.
The chicken wing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a really weird, dark movie. If you're looking for something, you know, you want to stay bundled up the next couple of weeks, stay home. The Substance it's weird and it's...
But Demi's incredible
She's
in that,
great.
Right?
No, everyone was great. Quay was great. The other woman that plays the younger version of her, she was great.
Oh, Margaret Qualley.
Yeah, great. Amazing. Great, great.
Good she's movie. Also in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's great, too.
She's married to Jack Antonoff.
Yes, she is.
Look at you guys. Look at us together. Collectively, we all know everything over here today.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Several Maryland schools will be delayed or closed today, Tuesday, January 21st, due to the weather. The following public school systems will experience two-hour delays. That includes Baltimore, Carroll, Cecil, Frederick, and Prince George's County Public Schools, as well as Baltimore City. Anne Arundel County Public Schools is closed for students, but the staff will experience a two-hour delay. As far as closures, that includes Queen Anne's, Harford, and Howard County Public Schools, as well as Bowie State University. Coppin State, Hartford Community College, and Towson University Northeast Campus will open at 10 a.m.
Number two.
The inauguration ceremony for President Donald Trump took place yesterday, taking office as the nation's 47th president. Maryland Governor Wes Moore issued a statement sharing, quote, "Our priority has been and will continue to be protecting the interests of all Marylanders. In the days after the 2024 election, we articulated our shared dedication to four key principles: deliver for Marylanders, defend our constitutional rights, grow our economy, and restore faith in our public servants, our institutions, and our democracy. And we will partner with the Trump-Vance administration when we are aligned on those core principles that will make progress for Marylanders."
Number one.
Some of the most iconic music moments of the last 50 years have happened on Saturday Night Live. As SNL is celebrating its 50 years on NBC, the network is airing the documentary Ladies and Gentlemen, 50 Years of SNL Music on January 27th. The documentary was actually directed by Grammy and Academy Award-winning filmmaker Questlove. That's pretty cool. The three-hour special will showcase interviews with musical artists, cast, writers, and producers who will tell behind-the-scenes stories about the show's most famous musical moments. That documentary airs next Monday at 8 p.m. on NBC and will stream the next day on Peacock.
How does SNL end? You know, like, how is that show ever going to go away? I don't know that it will. But, I mean, people aren't watching TV the same way anymore, right? We've talked about that. Especially the late-night shows, right? They're shortening late night shows or making them earlier, they're canceling later ones. How does SNL end? I mean, 50 years.
I think as long as they continue to share content on different platforms, I don't think it needs to end. Like, for example, I will consume SNL either on YouTube TV or on streaming services. So, I think a lot of people will either, if they're not watching it in real time, will stream it the next day. So I feel like as long as they're smart and, like, staying up to date with the times, I don't see why it would need to end.
Yo, Keenan's like, we got to keep this thing going. Keenan's like,
shut up, Keenan.
How many years? 20 years or something he's been on the show?
It's incredible.
It's crazy.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning, and try to stay warm.
How many of these things are in your car right now? Can we just go through and take toll? They have a list of six things that you shouldn't have in your car when things get cold. And since it is so cold this morning, does it feel better if we play this or worse?
But it's not snowing.
I know. But I was just like, maybe it makes the cold vibes feel...
You probably could just have done like Ice Ice Baby or something. Ooh, something.
That may have been better. Well, we're in now, people. All right, six things you shouldn't have in your car right now. Let's go through this, CB-Doo. Aerosol cans. If they get too cold, they explode. I absolutely have aerosol cans for cleaning my car. And that's in the backseat right now, Jess.
Wait, for what?
Like my tires. Tssst. I use aerosol cans on those. I think that's the only thing that's aerosol in the back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
You, nothing?
Mm-mm.
Canned foods?
No.
Apparently, even if they don't explode, because they can expand when they get cold, but they can get tiny little cracks in them, and it can actually, like, you know, get bacteria and stuff in it, so no canned foods in your car. Eggs. Anybody got eggs in their cars?
No, because nobody can find eggs.
Nobody can afford eggs right now.
So nobody has eggs in their car.
Don't put eggs in your car. Electronics, phones, computers, tablets. Ooh. Don't work well if they get cold.
Make sure nobody forgets their phone in their car today.
So don't forget about that. Medication. This one's actually really important.
Yeah.
If you've got medication in your car today because it's so cold, it's like, what is it right now? It's 12 still in Baltimore. Take medications out of your car. Call your parents. Be like, hey, don't do that.
Yeah.
And if you, like, forget them in your car, maybe you're like, oh, I'll run to the pharmacy and forget. Don't use them, or at least call your pharmacist and ask, because they can get unstable. Last one, and this one, honestly, like, it sounds silly, but, like, let's not forget any of your loved ones, kids, pets, seniors, honestly, you know, very vulnerable to cold weather. So even if for a short amount of time, make sure everybody's out of the car. There's six things as it's freezing cold in Maryland that should not be in your car this morning.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
Several Maryland schools will be delayed today, Tuesday, January 21st, due to the cold temperatures across the state. The following public school systems will experience two-hour delays. That includes Baltimore, Carroll, Cecil, Frederick, Howard, and Prince George's County Public Schools, Baltimore City Public Schools as well. For Anne Arundel County, students will be off today. Staff is delayed 2 hours. Queen Anne's in Harford County will be closed. Coppin State University, Harford Community College, and Towson University Northeast Campus will open at 10 a.m. Bowie State University will be closed as well.
For the public schools?
We're hoping that's it for the public schools. Usually they'll announce it around 6 a.m. if they're going to have full closures, but we don't know. We don't know. So just stay tuned because...
We also posted a link on our Facebook and our Instagram stories that we'll probably be updating more in real time. Just search Kramer and Jess on both platforms.
Number 2.
Carrie Underwood had to sing America the Beautiful a cappella at President Donald Trump's inauguration due to a technical glitch. So what happened was the backing track started, but then it stopped, which paused the performance for quite some time until Underwood was actually forced to sing an a cappella. Take a listen.
So really quick, this is a shortened version of it. The actual silence lasted about 2 minutes, but this will at least give you an idea of what it felt like.
Ladies and gentlemen, performing America the Beautiful, please welcome Carrie Underwood.
Oh, wait. It starts, stops.
And she's standing close to everybody.
This is giving me secondhand
anxiety.
Just thinking about like, how am I going to get out of this? You know. So eventually, she just like went for it. This is a.
You know the words. Help me out here. Oh, beautiful.
Do they know what happened? Do they ever say like what the
issue
was? So
a source claimed Underwood was expecting more of a stage, and that she was actually upset that she was just on the floor and didn't have a platform or anything to sing on. But the thing was, is the event actually got moved inside last minute due to weather. So right. That obviously changed everything up. So I'm sure, I just don't think that, obviously they didn't know it was going to be inside. So I'm sure they weren't prepared for that. That's all.
Number 1.
It went down to the wire, but unfortunately, our Baltimore Ravens fell Sunday night to the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Divisional Round 27-25. But there is one Raven in particular that has been trending ever since, and that is Mark Andrews. The conversation surrounding his dropped pass on a 2-point conversion during the second half. The tight end was not available during yesterday's locker room cleanup, but his teammate, Pat Ricard, shared, "This won't define him." Andrews did not speak during Sunday night's postgame or yesterday during the team's locker room cleanout, the final availability with players as they head to their offseason.
Well, how's everybody feeling this morning? Should we just go ahead and get this out? I was wondering what part of the show we talk about this, but Jess is... massive Ravens fan. Thoughts?
I am truly devastated because I believed with my whole chest that we were going to the Super Bowl. I feel like this is the strongest the team has been since I've been here personally. I'm saying, like, for me personally, I truly felt that, like, we were going to experience that with this team.
Yeah.
And it's also devastating because I feel like everyone forgets that the guys are only together for one season. It's never the same the following season. And I was just so hopeful that we were going to see Lamar Jackson in a Super Bowl. But I want to say, and I want to defend my guy, Mark Andrews, for a second, because I don't think it's fair what's happening to him online.
He's getting blasted right now.
It's not fair. Like, did he drop the ball twice? Yes. But was he the only one? No. Derrick Henry dropped the ball. Lamar Jackson was also cost a turnover. And I think what is so, like, to me, what has been inspiring watching all of the post-game conferences is that, like, it is a collective group. Like, sure. Nobody is blaming anyone. They're all taking accountability for mistakes that have been made and, like, know what they want to work on for next season. And when I hear Coach Harbaugh talk, I'm like, this man stands 10 toes down behind his guys no matter what. Like, all season when Justin Tucker was going through his stuff, like, not once was he like, I'm not, like, I'm backing my guy. And it was the same thing with Mark Andrews. Like, he said, the Ravens would not be where they are without him, and I think that is completely true, and I don't think it's fair what's happening to him online. And I know it's, like, he's human. It was, like, I think it was, like, single digits outside. It was snowing. Like, the weather was absolutely insane.
Everybody needs a villain, though, man. Everybody needs somewhere to put their frustration.
I was so, so upset, and so I'm just unleashing my sorrows on Bleacher Report.
I'll say this as a non-football person. Be thankful that you live in such a great football town like this where you can feel this kind of sadness sometimes. But a lot of people don't have this. A lot of people don't get this excited about football because they don't have a team like the Ravens. So unfortunately, sometimes season doesn't turn out the way you want to. But like, thank God you live in Baltimore, Maryland. You know what I mean? For football fans, for sure.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000 Minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go, y'all. $1,000 on a Tuesday. This game is called $1,000 Minute. If you've never played before, it's easy to catch on. Just pay attention, play in your car. Caller 10's on the phone, though. Who's this?
Laura Lynn.
Hi, Laura Lynn. You're caller 10.
Good morning.
Oh, my God. So nervous.
Aw, don't be nervous, girl. Nervous. You got this.
Isn't it funny when we actually answer? I think people don't expect us to actually answer the phone. And then we do, like,
no.
Wait, now I have to play this game. Now I'm on the radio. Oh, my God, there's so many emotions going through you right now, Laura Lynn. Well, welcome. Is this your first time ever playing the $1,000 Minute?
Yeah.
Well, let's go then. Welcome. First timer. Listen, here's the thing. Half the people aren't here today. It's a delay day, a snow day for a lot of people. So it's okay. No pressure today. Let's explain how to play the game. Then we're going to get into it. Jessica?
So if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and gas starts now.
Question number one. What is the name of the comic book company behind Spider-Man and the Avengers?
Oh, is it Marvel?
Correct. Question number two. What's the name for a female rabbit? Or you can pass, or pass, one or the other.
Pass.
Question number three. Today is Tuesday. What day of the week is it 12 days from now? 12 days from now.
Saturday?
It's not Saturday. It's not Saturday.
Oh, crap.
It's okay. Hey, Laura Lynn, listen. It's okay. It's okay. I saw a female rabbit on the questions today, and I was like, this is going to be a hard one right here.
I didn't know that one, actually.
Let's have Jess go through these, and we'll wrap this round up. But it's okay. First-timer, baby. We always welcome first-timers. Jess?
Question number two, what is the name of a female rabbit? The answer is Doe.
Doe had no idea either.
I didn't know.
Oh, I didn't either.
Yeah. That one's super hard.
So we're all learning together.
Yeah.
Question number three, today is Tuesday. What day of the week is 12 days from now? The answer we were looking for is Sunday.
It's Sunday. You were so close. It's Sunday. 12 days is Sunday.
Yeah. Let's see how you would have done with these questions. Question number four, who plays the bride in Kill Bill Volume 1?
Kill Bill.
Do you know the name of that actress?
No.
That's Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
Question number five, what is the capital of Spain?
Ooh.
That is Madrid.
It's a hard one.
Yeah,
now.
This one's tough. This question tough. Number six, what is the name of Miley Cyrus's famous godmother?
Dolly Parton.
Yes, there she correct. Is. There and question number man. Seven, David Beckham is known for playing what sport?
Soccer.
Yeah, there you go. Miss Laura Lynn, I think you did a fantastic job. It was kind of a long weekend. It's always the first round of the week is a little hard.
It's barely double digits right now. I don't think anybody can blame anybody because we're all cold as hell out here just trying to get through, okay?
Yeah, it's fine where I am.
Wait, where are you? Laura Lynn, where are you?
I am in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you inside?
Hard,
are you inside
man.
Right now?
I'm in my car.
Oh, there you go.
5 degrees in Pennsylvania. Well, hey, listen, Laura Lynn, it's fun. Everyone's got to get their first time out of the way. Tomorrow, we're going to come back. It's going to be 7 more trivia questions. Hope you'll call back and play again. Maybe a little bit warmer tomorrow, too. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Have a good day, and make sure to head to Dashin and try their smashingly delicious burgers. Their new griddle-pressed Kraft burgers, cooked to order, served on a brioche bun. Stop by your local Dashin today. I think I've discovered a rule that could literally help save marriages everywhere.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Hey, it's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday, and a very cold Monday at that. Well, welcome to Nieces Know Best. We could all use a little advice in life sometime, and Jess has come up with the perfect solution. Jess, introduce us to your nieces, please.
So I chat with my nieces once a week about different things that are going on in my life. Abby is 12 and Maya is 10 and they live in California. And I think it's really helpful to talk to kids because I think that they are just unapologetically themselves without even trying.
Sure.
And I think that my husband, Garage Boy, and I should implement this rule into our house, and I wanted to get their opinion on it.
Okay, so I need you guys to tell me if this is a crazy idea or if it's genius. I am considering asking your Uncle Gerald if we can implement what I would like to call the number two rule, which means if you're about to go number two, to basically announce to the apartment, hey, does anyone else have to go to the bathroom before I go number two? Now, let me tell you why. We only have one bathroom in the apartment, right? And sometimes he'll go in there and I don't know he's gonna go number two. And like, I have to pee really, really badly. So like, if he were to be like, hey, before I go in there, do you have to pee or something? It would give me the chance to run in and go pee, and then he can do his business. Do you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, but only because your uncle's the exact same way. We used to live in this really adorable house. The reason we moved out is because there was only one bathroom.
Yeah.
And your uncle would stink it up so bad, it wasn't even funny.
When it comes to having to go pee, in my opinion, it's every man for themselves. Because, like, if there are other people over and you wanted to go pee and you were like, hey, I have to go pee, does anyone else have to go before me? Like, that might be disturbing.
Okay.
To some people.
Yes.
That's the reason why I disagree with you.
Okay, because you don't want to hear any announcement. Keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I feel you. I get both sides of it. I do. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you.
So let me explain to you why this actually happened. Because really the purpose is I almost peed myself. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Because I was in our bedroom putting away laundry and I had like one more piece of clothing to put away. And in my mind, I was like, oh, I have to pee. After I put this away, I'm going to go pee. But then as I'm putting away the sweatshirt, I hear the bathroom door close and I'm like, okay, whatever. But then like after a few minutes went by, I realized that he was going to be in there for a while. And I was like, I might pee myself. I literally might pee myself. So I just feel like if we're like, hey, does anyone have, and this goes both ways. This isn't yeah. just like on him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate. I mean, I was thinking about it the other way. Because if you've listened to the show long enough, y'all already know I'm weird about number twos in general. But I think it also gives the expectation of like, yo, if you're gonna go in after this, you gotta deal with what you're gonna deal with in there. You know what I mean? So it's like gives a hey, like this could be off territory for a while. If anybody needs to go in real quick, go ahead and knock it out. But Maya does make a really good point. I don't think you can do it when you have guests over. I think it's fine
mm-hmm.
to have that pact between the two of you. But can you imagine, like,
I think that's only if you don't have like poop positive people in your life. Whereas like all of our friends are poop positive.
So you feel like somebody come to your house and you just be, hey, I'm about to go in here.
Yeah.
And like, if anybody
has to pee,
I'm telling you, I'd be so freaked out if you did that. Mm-hmm. I personally would be so freaked out.
I just don't want to pee myself in my own house.
I'm curious though, like, do most couples, I don't even remember how I dealt with this in my marriage, but do you guys have like a bathroom rule when it comes to that? Do you give your partner a heads up of like, yo, like, you know? Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Coach from Westminster. I have been married 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I have never seen each other in the bathroom.
What? Why?
Love that.
It is a private thing. We have two bathrooms in our house.
Yep.
One is for people who need to sit down. The other is for everything else.
What do you think about just announcing, hey, like, I'm going in here to do
this.
It's
really just a courtesy, like, hey, just in case anyone has to use it real quick, because I'm going to be taking up the space for a while.
That's exactly right. And we do that. My son does it, too. He's 24, and he'll say, anybody need in here? Because I'm going to be a while.
So that's like nice. It. That's
Coach,
nice.
I mean, 20 some odd years of marriage, and there he goes. Coach, it's been too long, man. You got to call us more often. We miss you.
My bad.
That's all right. No apologies needed. We're just glad you're back.
Absolutely.
Now.
These are the top
3 trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
Several Maryland schools will be delayed today and a few closures as well. Just to keep in mind, the following public school systems will experience two-hour delays. Baltimore Carroll, Cecil, Frederick Howard, and Prince George's County. Baltimore City Public Schools as well. For Anne Arundel County, staff is delayed by 2 hours. It's closed for students. Queen Anne's and Harford County is also experiencing a full closure. And Bowie State University will be closed. As far as delay for universities, Coppin State, Harford Community College, and Towson University Northeast Campus will open at 10 a.m. this morning.
Number 2.
TikTok is now accessible again in the United States, but it was a very confusing weekend. The app restored access for American users midday on Sunday after 14 hours, which the app temporarily shut itself down. TikTok credited President Trump for bringing the app back after he pledged to sign an executive order to delay enforcement of the law that required the app to spin off from its China-based parent company, ByteDance, or be banned as of last Sunday. Trump signed the order that he says will allow him to either sell it or close it and has a 75-day extension deadline. What he is suggesting is that an American buyer purchase half of the company and it run as a 50-50 joint venture with its current owners. But until a sale ultimately goes through and needs to be approved by all parties, TikTok's future will remain very much in doubt. Also, as far as the extension, I've seen conflicting reports. I see 75-day, I see 90-days, so it's all very, very confusing.
I'll tell you what, when we get a second in the show, let's talk more about TikTok, because I know it's a really interesting weekend. If you're on there, man, like, it just ain't the same as it used to. Jess made a big error, too. We'll get into it a little. Just give us a couple minutes. We'll get some time to talk about TikTok more.
Number 1.
Chapel Roan is opening up about being labeled a diva pop star for calling out creepy behavior. The singer, who had a monumental 2024 with the release of her album, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, spoke out recently during an interview, sharing how skyrocketing to fame over the last year has forced her to get used to abusive paparazzi, acknowledging her viral moment at the MTV VMA's red carpet where she scolded a photographer who had been taunting her and insulting other stars. And as a result, many people and tabloids included were quick to deem her as spoiled or whining. And Chapel responded, quote, "I think actually I'd be more successful if I was okay wearing a muzzle. If I were to override more of my basic instincts where my heart is going, stop, no, you're not okay. I would be bigger and I would still be on tour right now." Roan, who is in the running for 6 Grammys next week, refused to extend her 2024 tour and instead opted to protect her physical and mental health.
I mean, she's just saying what most of us feel, even just as normal people. And I hate to say that, like, people just want you to go with the, especially in business, people just want you to go with the flow. They just want you to take the easy route or what it's ever going to be the most beneficial to them. Well, of course the paparazzi is going to hate you. You're saying, hey, don't get up in my space. Like,
yeah,
as you should as a human being. But think about what you do. Think about your job for a second. And I'm sure that you can totally relate to this, because if you speak up against what's happening at work, if there's something bad, what do you get labeled as? Oh, you're the troublemaker. You're the, you know, oh, I don't know, this person's kind of rocking the boat. People don't like that.
Yeah.
But we should all be more like Chapel Roan.
I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her. And I think that she's doing the right thing by standing up for herself. And she's changing the narrative. She's changing the conversation, not only for the entertainment industry, but I think she's inspiring a lot of people to stick up for yourself. And support from us, Chapel. Keep doing your thing, girl. This is Jess, and that's your top 3 on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
What the hell is going on with TikTok? Like, what a weekend. If you've got TikTok, really the last week or two has just seemed like it's almost like a soap opera at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Do you want to sum up really quick where we are? And let's talk about like how it's feeling on TikTok right now. And Jess made a really big error too that I don't know if you're going to be able to get back from. Where are we with TikTok right now, Jess?
So currently it is accessible in the United States again. It had gone dark Saturday night at 10:30 our time, and then it was up and running again by midday Sunday due to an executive order that President Trump signed prolonging the closure. Basically, I don't know if it's a 75-day or a 90-day extension to get the app sold from its China-based parent company, ByteDance, or at least a 50-50 joint venture with an American buyer. So it's been very, very up and down. And as far as the error, I think what the gag is, I don't know if it was an error. It's like, it was very mind-opening, like what happened. I'm obsessed with social media, but my relationship with it is very interesting. And I've been obsessed with TikTok, like many people, since COVID. So I think like really 2019, 2020 is when I've just kind of been almost attached to it in a way. And when all this was going on and it had shut down, I'm kind of one of those people where like, if something's done, then it's done. And so I deleted it immediately when it stopped working, just to like move forward.
You need a closure.
It's just kind of how I am. Yeah. Like I, you know, but the thing is too, is a lot of my doom scrolling takes place on TikTok. So to not have that like weird trying to open it thing, I deleted it. Then to my surprise, 14 hours later, now it's up and running again. And the thing is if you deleted the app, it's still not available to download on your app store. So I can't download it again, right? And even though it's like a small amount of time, I think for someone like me who essentially is addicted to TikTok, not scrolling on there and not being on there, I hate to admit this, but it's like I felt different. It was a very like noticeable feeling of me not being on my phone that much, because I'm not really, other than like work stuff, I'm not on Instagram like that as much, and like Facebook as well. TikTok is really like my rabbit hole, you know?
Right.
And it was alarming to me of the difference I felt in like my, it's like I went through this weird like what do you call it? Like, it was like this addiction thing, like not being able to, I was going through withdrawal and that freaked me out. And then when it was back up again,
like where you'd grab your phone and like just try to,
brain. No, but not even to grab, because I knew I couldn't, which is why I deleted it, because I didn't want to have to try to open it. But in my brain, I felt myself wanting to like see it, not having anything in particular, but it was just the motion of being on there, and that creeped me out.
It's freaky.
So then when it's back and I can't be on there, I'm like, I feel better, and I am like, not, you know, before bed, I'm not like doom scrolling,
right, looking at all that crazy stuff.
Yeah. And so it really freaked me out. And obviously there is no way for me to feel that unless, because I was finally forced to delete it off my phone, because I haven't done that since 2020.
Sure. We're all, I mean, the scary thing is we're all kind of enslaved to these social media apps, unless you're just not on them whatsoever. I told Jess, after my head injury, after the assault, I couldn't be on social media, my phone, that often.
Because of the lights and stuff.
The lights, the movement, all this stuff. So I couldn't do it. At first I was like, I feel so disconnected from the world. But I'll tell you, getting back onto social media, I instantly felt my nervous system start to like clamp down. Mm-hmm. So it's scary. I mean, I think that's a really interesting thing for you to realize. Even if you do get back on, I think now you've at least seen the relationship
now
that we
have. I know, and I can identify the feeling that I had emotionally and mentally. It is weird for me. It's very, very weird. And obviously this past weekend was a very active weekend.
Right.
Socially, and not being, I think, in that, or just having the choice to like chill out, I definitely have to make different changes in my life.
I bet TikTok's going to change a million times the next couple of weeks, but we're obviously, if you're talking about it, we're going to talk about it too, because I know it's really been interesting.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh. It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
How would you feel if your partner was hanging out with their ex and saying, you can't come? Like, even with kids involved, there was something about this last week where I was like, there's something off, and I cannot wait to hear how this turned out. It's Mix, it's Kramer and Jess. Welcome back after the long weekend. It is time for Talk Me Out of It update. Jess, remind us, since we had a couple days off here, what was going on with this?
Anonymous recently married. She's been married for about 3 months, and he has two young boys from a previous marriage. And she shared that every other Sunday, he, along with his two kids and his ex-wife, will get together. And it's just their kind of solo family time that she's not a part of. She is involved in the kids' lives, but when it comes to these specific hangouts, it's just the four of them. And she's been concerned that there might be something going on between her husband and his ex-wife. So she was considering basically putting this like small recording device that she found on Amazon in his wallet so she could hear exactly what is going on these like family hangout days between the four of them.
But did she do it? Let me get her back on. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you end up recording their interaction?
I did it.
Wow. And you listened to it?
I listened to a lot of it. And they're just being really good parents.
Oh, God. There was nothing in there that made you feel uncomfortable? They the way they talked to each other, it didn't seem...
Not a thing. Wow. It was all focused on the kids. Like,
Wow.
were just talking to the kids. Like, one of them was having a hard time that day. Oh, my God. I feel terrible. I just feel bad. I'm mad at myself for not trusting him.
Just for kind of getting...
But I realize now, and I understand, and I respect his space. And I am going to have a really, really big combo. And I'm going to ask to start hanging out with them once a month.
Oh, so it's all five of you together?
Yeah. You know, we're all going to be co-parenting. And I think I need to also be included. And I don't know. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
That we can have the beautiful lives we all deserve to have.
Right.
Do we feel like that's okay for her to do that? If he's saying, hey, like, I want time with like this unit over here, and I want to leave you over here, and now that you've heard with your own two ears literally that like nothing weird's going on, should he still be able to keep that separation between the two then without having to include her? Or like, what's the vibe then?
I think that right now, it's good for them to still have their own space because clearly the kids are having a hard time. And I know that the two of them are trying to walk them through that process. So I think that should be respected. But I also, Anonymous, to what you're saying, you're really just trying to be an active and involved step-parent, which you deserve to do, right? Like, yeah, I think more than anything, the intrusive thoughts got the best of you. And like, you just really, really want to be involved because you care. You guys are a family, you know, and I think there's like a lot of situations where things aren't like that. And the fact that like you're willing to put in the time and work should also be respected, too.
Yeah, I just got to focus that into less sneaky ways, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm divorced, but I don't have kids. But I think at least your motivation is right. I see what you're trying to do. And I think just having... I think if anything positive has come from this, it's that you realize how important this is to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to literally hide a device on your husband, I hope that you at least see that as passion. And that, like, obviously this means a lot to you to be able to at least have that conversation and be able to say, hey, like, I really want to be a part of this. So, hey, I hope this has helped. I hope that we've given you a chance to come on here and chat it out a little bit. We always appreciate the story. So thank you for making time to call back and let us know what happened.
Hey, thank you all.
Hi, my name is Sarah from River Hill. Am I a bad mom for not wanting my son to throw his life away at community college?
Oh, my God. I'm not really sure what that means, but let's get into it, y'all. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Mix. It's Kramer and Jess. What are we doing, Jess?
Listeners have called in and shared when someone in their life has called them a bad parent. And so we kind of look at the situation from a different perspective to understand why that it was even said in the first place.
What do you mean throw his life away? What does that mean?
Well, everyone in my family for the last like four generations, we've all gone to Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My husband and I met at Georgetown, and we just always planned for our kids to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And my son is in high school now, and his entire life, we've planned for him to go to Georgetown, and we've done whatever we could to help him get in, because it's not easy to get in. Not everybody gets into Georgetown. And he was all set to go until he found out his girlfriend is staying in town, and she's going to HCC. So now all of a sudden, he doesn't want to go to Georgetown anymore, and he wants to stay and just go to HCC.
What is HCC?
Yeah, it's the local community college. It's Howard Community College.
Okay, in Howard County. Okay. I understand the family pride in the school.
But like to him, it doesn't sound like it's that important.
Well, it was until this girl came around and decided she's going to HCC. But what I mean by throwing his life away is Georgetown is an excellent school. The only reason he wants to go to the community college is because he wants to stay near his girlfriend.
And that bothers you.
Yeah, you can't compare HCC to Georgetown. It's not nearly on the same level. If he said, well, I want to go to Harvard instead, that would be a different conversation.
Yeah, you wouldn't be calling, I'm sure.
How long has him and his girlfriend been together?
They got together around this time, sophomore year. They're seniors now, so about 2 years.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, that's in high school terms, that is a significant relationship.
What's gonna happen if he goes to HCC? Like, what is that gonna do between you guys?
So my husband and I discussed it, and we said, you know, he's 18. We can't tell him he can't do that.
Yeah.
But we were prepared to pay for his tuition, room and board, books, everything at Georgetown. And so we've told our son that you're an adult, you can do what you want to do, but you won't be living at home. We're not paying for this school. And if you want to do this, then you're on your own.
So he is getting cut off. Like, he's cut off if he stays.
If he goes to HCC, yes. You know, we thought this would blow over and whatever when he first said he wanted to stay in town. But then, you know, weeks went by and he was, no, that's what I'm doing. It turned into a big fight. And he told us that we're horrible parents.
Well, let's talk. Jess, I mean,
I don't think he's throwing his life away. I think that's a hurtful thing to say.
Didn't you go to community college?
I did go to community college. I went to community college and I ended up transferring to San Diego State, and I have to defend community college there.
I mean, that's fine if that worked for you. Not everybody can afford to go to a real university, but my son is off to bigger and better things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it's different too, because, you know, you're on the radio and maybe that worked for you, but I'm hoping he's going to have a real job.
Right.
No, she's right. Yeah, she's right, kind of right, though. Mm-hmm, she's kind of right.
Yeah. Well, thank you for enjoying my real job every morning on your way to work. I thank you for being here.
I mean, it's a fun job, though,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You
know,
we get it. We see where you're going. By the way, we did not go to Georgetown, so I will say
clearly. No, we didn't go to Georgetown.
I don't know, and this is where we need you guys to hop in. Is it wrong for Sarah not to pay for college just because that's not where everybody went? Like, that part, I'm not sure. Tammy in Reisterstown, is this the wrong move to make?
Absolutely, yes.
Why?
Yes, because you have to let him live his life,
yeah.
Okay? And by cutting him off, you're telling him that you're loving him with conditions, and you shouldn't love your child with conditions. It should be unconditional.
That hits me in a kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, do you see the point, though, of like, hey, she really wants the academic best for him? I'm not saying the HCC is a bad school, but she's saying, hey, we all went to, you know, we went to Georgetown. I want him to have that Georgetown title to his name.
Just a little FYI. The schools, the community college here on the East Coast, all the way up from New York down, they're great community colleges.
Yeah.
And he can go there for 2 years and then transfer to Georgetown.
That's true.
Absolutely.
I agree with you. That's a good point. Thank you for that. Appreciate you calling.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. 410-583-1065.
This is Rio on 4 over in Glen Burnie.
Rio.
How's it going, guys?
We're good, man. She doesn't want to send her son to community college. Thinks he can do better. Thinks he should go to Georgetown. Is she doing the right thing here, or is that the wrong move?
I think that's the absolutely right move.
The right?
Really? And why so?
I'm actually speaking from experience. I'm actually 39 years old, getting ready to go back to college now for a simple situation. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, I think the father, they know they're older. I'm 39 years old now.
Yeah.
I actually didn't go to a higher school because I was in a relationship. Uh-huh. Now I have a 12-year-old son. So it's like I'm having to go back. So it's like I understand the high school thing, and we're in love. But the parents know her a little bit more because they've lived a little longer. And I think she's doing the right thing. Say, hey, look, you know, this is a good school. It's going to set you up. Not necessarily throwing your life away, no. But not many people have that discipline to stay focused. Okay, I'm going to finish. I'm going to go here for a couple of years. And I'm going to transfer. Life happens.
Mm-hmm. No, it's
so
true.
I think she's doing a great job. I mean, cutting them off, I just understand how it is. Like, you're going to start going to that school. No disrespect to Howard Community College. I used to live out there. I know the area well. You're going to start living life. Bills are going to happen. Things are going to happen. Relationships are going to happen. You're going to probably use 10 years of your life where things are going to be a little hazy.
So sure.
If you can stay the course now, I understand high school relationships. I've been there.
I guess that is the big thing, right? So, like, what if the relationship ends? Would he regret that? And they had the foresight, you know.
And I hear what you're saying, Rio, and obviously you're speaking from experience. But like for the kids that are listening, who are going to community college or are currently in community college, I don't want this to make you feel like what you're doing isn't good enough, or make you feel like that you're going to automatically stray from your path. Speaking from my own experience, I went to community college, I transferred, I finished, I graduated, you know.
Right.
Some people may think this isn't a real job, but they choose to call in and still want to share their problems. But you know what I'm saying? I think it matters if you do something that you love.
Who's up next?
This is Luna on one from Columbia.
Luna, we're tied up, so I'm going to have you wrap this up. But do you think she's making the wrong move by kind of forcing her son's hand to go to Georgetown versus HCC?
Yeah, so first, I do want to thank you, Jess, for sharing your experience and being here, because you did go to college, you accomplished something, and you do a great job every single day, and you make a lot of people happy.
Thank you.
I personally, I went to community college. I ended up, after community college, transferred to Towson University, got my degree there, then went to Johns Hopkins, got my master's, making six figures starting from community college. In Maryland, we have an amazing system here. Community college is the first 2 years of your college experience. If you go to community college, you're taking the same exact classes no matter what college you go to, because it's just your first 2 years. And to think that someone's throwing their life away, it's not like he doesn't want to go to college at all.
That would be
a totally different conversation.
That's a good point.
He's getting an education. He's still going to be doing, you know, the things that you want him to do. Just because you don't want him to go to a specific school, I mean, that's kind of crazy. And that's really elitist. And I think that that's really disrespectful to a lot of people that work really, really hard every day.
Sure.
So, you know,
but forcing him basically, like she is she doing the right thing though by basically forcing him, and more or less, let's just say, very strongly encouraging through financial reasons, through pressure of the family?
No, I think it's fair to say forcing him to do what she wants him to do.
Is she making the right move by doing that, you think?
I think that's the absolutely wrong move to make. I mean, yeah, like I understand it's kind of funky. You don't want your kids to do something just because of a relationship from high school, but at the same time, I think cutting him off is kind of like a previous caller said. I think that's showing that you don't support him, and that it's a lack of love and support, in my opinion, in a parent position to cut them off just because they don't want to go to the school that you want them to go to.
Yeah.
He still wants to go to school. He still wants to better his life. And he still wants to, like, make something of himself just because he doesn't want to go to Georgetown? That's crazy.
Well, Sarah, it seems like, I mean, people can, like, see kind of, like, how much you care about him, but, like, they're thinking it's the wrong move, you know, to... I don't want to say force, strongly encourage him to, like, just to have to go to Georgetown, you know, especially when he's, like, in love.
Yeah, like, honestly, that's kind of a shock to me, and I wish I could say... you know, that I came into this more open-minded, but I have my mind made up. I'm not going to pay for a community college. I call me a bad mom if you want, but I told him his options and he needs to choose option A or option B. And that's just kind of where I'm at.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.